looking at some questions asked to Congressman Dennis Kucinich by members of the 10th Congressional District in Ohio, his home district, regarding his no vote on health care reform. Why did you vote against the bill? And he explains why. Wasn't the bill a step in the right direction? No. Did you work with other members of Congress to try to improve the bill? Yes. And the last question, what about the Conyers-Kucinich single-payer plan, which was in effect Medicare for everybody? And Kucinich says, I co-authored with John Conyers, H.R. 676, Medicare for All, which would ensure that all Americans have health care with no premiums, no copays, no deductibles, and with a doctor of their choice. There are 87 congressional co-sponsors. Question, how would you pay for it? Answer, America spends $2.4 trillion a year in health care, twice as much per capita as other nations, nations which provide health care for their citizens. We are already paying for a universal standard of care. We're not getting it because one of every $3 or $800 billion a year goes to massive insurance bureaucracies and to corporate profits, stock options, marketing, multi-million dollar salaries. Medicare, on the other hand, is not for profit. If we took all the money from the present system that is not used for care and put it into Medicare for All, we would have enough to cover all Americans' health care needs, including vision care, dental care, mental health care, prescription drugs, and long-term care. You understand what he's saying with that? If we just took out of what we spend the $800 billion a year that goes to the insurance companies, from top to bottom, from the people who sweep the floors at night to the people who draw the multi-million dollar salaries to the stockholders, just get rid of all that. $800 billion in savings, which would then be used in Medicare for All to have enough to cover health care needs, vision care, dental care, mental health care, prescription drugs, and long-term care. And the members of Congress are saying no to that. And the President of the United States is saying no to that. Republicans and a handful of Democrats are saying no. The insurance industry says no. The multi-million dollar salaried CEOs say no. No, goddamn you peasants. No, you're not going to have it. No. And what do we do? Nothing.